Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, Nation Junction. About to check in just a second. And we're glad to have you guys for yet another beautiful show.
Yeah.
So as we did for the special, last episode we did the special, it was more so a special update show for the most part, where we guys, letting you guys know the new format. Of course, from now on, the show will be on just weekly, or which will be every Wednesday. So we will be bringing all the greatness that you love from the show and packing it on to one episode. And yeah, it's great. It means you get all the energy focused on one episode, and you get the very best because you got the best in the building. You got me, and you got Nate. So you can't go wrong with that. I'm excited, man. I am excited. I still remember starting out. I was crazy enough to do, like, I was doing shows every darn day of the week. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. That was crazy. But yes, I'll tell you one thing, man. Just a blessing, and really just be able to focus all the energy one. And of course, you guys love the chemistry between me and Nate all the time. But that's why me and Nate been doing it for so many years with each other, because we make this stuff natural. It's not forced. It's real. No, this is really, we really vibe as well. And that's why you guys resonate with the Wednesday shows, because it comes off very naturally. And you got two bosses that, you know, we both support each other, but we're really good at moving our own. We don't have to have the other one in order to succeed, but we succeed even further because we support each other. So that's what I love. I love the fact that Nate is self-sustaining. It's just dope, man. So, Nate, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, man. I'm excited, man. Our first new show, and the first in the new logo. I know y'all like the new logo. I heard a lot of great feedback. Yes. Very in your face and very vibrant and animated. So glad to unveil the new logo to you guys. And yeah, man, it's a lot of great stuff. So a lot of this, you know, and all the graphics have been changed across all the feeds, including the iTunes feed, the Stitcher radio feed, the TuneIn feed, and of course the Blog Talk Radio feed. Also, for those that don't know, we do have new chat rooms. So if you want to come chat in the chat room, hey, y'all come. You can go to this the episode link. It will actually have a chat room open on there. It will allow you to chat. Or I believe you can. I don't know if you can do it as a guest. That's why I've not looked into. But you can do it as long as you make a page. So you can make like a small page, and you can put it pretty much make it for as a listener, and be able to chat in our chat room. And it's even I love this one because it's friendly on mobile and on. I'm just any device, so that's what I've been clamoring for that for a while, so glad we finally got that moving. But anyways, this is the catch up. So I'm catch you up with what's been going on with us. This is the last episode. So Nate, what's been going on with you, man?
Nothing, just work, of course. School, the semester is over now, so classes start back up in about 2 weeks, and it's my final semester of college. So I'm pretty excited, you know, and got some stuff on working on with modeling.
All right, look at you. Just own it, man. Proud of you. I see you be putting a lot of people, they see the final result of what you do, and they think it's easy as hell. And I know. Just,
it's
that's
not,
just how good you are. You make it look easy.
Okay, so this is really not easy at all.
So yeah, so I'm proud to see a lot of stuff. I know you've been teasing a lot of people lately about what's getting ready to happen of their next business entity. I can't wait to see that.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Just been doing a lot of research on what I'm doing because I just want the best for my business. It's a new business, and when you start a business, your business is a reflection of you. So I'm not just going to do anything. I'm just going to make sure it's done the correct way.
That's what's up. So I know I saw you the other day. This weekend, you actually were hosting an event with Rotimi.
Yes. Woo, Chef. Let me just say, that's one fine man.
Oh, my God.
That's one fine man. He's so fine.
No, the cricket of the week, and I'm going to give you one.
I can't wait to Power come back on.
Oh, my God. What do you have to say? What a slick thing you have to say? Why can't you wait for Power to come back on?
Because they better not try to kill Dre off.
Is this the final season?
Yes, it is the final season. So I'm excited to see what takes place, you know? 2 more weeks, and we'll see.
Mm-mm-mm. You're something else, man. Something else. But, yeah, glad to get you. I saw you. Yeah, ooh, that's my man. You was, oh, my God. Gary, you almost touched me.
He should never touch my hand like that. Because what, you trying to get fucked at this point.
Oh, God. Oh, man. You know what? This is going to be a funny correlation because I was supposed to guest co-host would be bringing on in about eight minutes. She got a similar experience that she had that I had to clown her ass about on this show. So don't feel bad. I ain't just going to clown you. I'm going to re-ask for shit with her because you want to talk about going into thirst mode. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are funny, man.
Fine.
I'm surprised you didn't try to make her come on the show. Like, ooh, baby, can you come on there? I want to talk to you.
They leave me on Power, okay?
Oh, Lord. What did you go? So what would be your role on Power? Yeah, just that entertain this. What would be your role on Power, Nate?
Somebody started cheating on me.
Oh, my God. Is that really? Come on, man. Can I take it to Crickets of the Week before I sign out the Crickets on you? Goodness. What is wrong with you? What has got you going so crazy?
I have no idea what would be my role.
Oh, my God. Side chick. Let me guess. You're going to be Dre's side chick. And he's going to have you like Lala. He's going to have you like Lala.
I'm going to be better than Lala.
Oh, Lord. Here you go. All right, but anyways, I'll get into mine quickly before we go into this song break. So, what's been going on with me? Hey, before the show, I was actually helping finish someone's boutique website. So, they'll be getting ready to release that soon. That has been lots of work. Lots of work. I am very blessed. All the people who have even looked my way and said, "Hey, build my website." I'm not one of these people that I don't like. To me, I don't care how many opportunities I get. I don't act like I'm like, I should just get them. Like, I ain't perfect. And you know what? You should have given them to me. Like, I don't like I'm better than everybody. I'm humble and blessed by every chance. Doesn't mean I don't think I'm good. It just means that it's just beautiful that, man, every time I see somebody, it's like, they want to support, they want to hire me to do their stuff. It's crazy. So it's yet another site project. And it's been fun and interesting, man. I've been loving some of the challenges that came with it. But yeah, it's paying off, so I'm excited behind that. Of course, I got something ready to come up. I'll talk about that later on the show. Y'all know we do the what's going on. I'll tell you about some of that. But yeah, I've just been excited, man. It's a lot of great moves in the making. So some of that will be discussed in the during that time. But again, I did tell y'all about we have the new format of the show. And heck, we'll also later on tell you about the guests next week. So stay tuned, man. We are going full steam ahead, man, starting through the end of the year. So y'all just stay tuned, and definitely a blessing to have you all tuned in. So we'll go ahead and go into a song break. And our special guest co-host for today, she's going to kill me because of the song choice I chose. So just to let y'all know, the segment menu for today, we got Roger to catch up. We got the six, which is a weekly list of six items based on a particular topic for the week. We got Seduction 101, which is a grab bag of topics presented by Nate Production, Nate Seduction, that covers anything for life, love, sex, and more. And then, of course, we got Crickets of the Week, where we recognize the worst or dumbest person or group of people over the past week. So that's what you had to look forward to for today's show. Y'all stay tuned for that. I will give y'all a teaser. The six is based on the worst fashion trend, the six worst fashion trends this year. So they all of the summer, I believe, of the summer. So, yes, stay tuned. We'll be back into this on Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nay Seduction.
I thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be from heaven above. The day you left this world, much to my surprise, the love I wanted from you inside, you denied, and you're the reason why dedicate my life. I appreciate it.
you're everywhere, every day you stay. Whether you're a woman, man, or child, it doesn't matter whether you're straight or gay, we're all God's creatures.
Tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right. We're back, y'all. On Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, Day Seduction. Nate, what you think about that song, man? That took you back?
Boy, you're funny. It ain't Thanksgiving yet.
No, the song before it. The song before it.
Mama D's boys. I'm like, no, he didn't do that.
Oh, all right, well, man, we got a very special guest in the building. I'm giving her an introduction. She is the owner of long-running online boutique known as ClosetKarma.com. That's from K's. And she is also the former host of Glitz and Glamour, which used to be aired on this very channel. Well, welcome to the show, my girl, Angela. What's up, Angela?
Oh, my gosh, Eddie. You're so dramatic. I'm too late. I strongly dislike you for that song selection. I really do. I was like, the absolute worst.
Because don't that take you back how much I used to play that every time you said you
yes,
go to the music
it
room?
Every time. Oh my God.
You knew it was coming. You knew I had it in my back pocket and it was going to come out. I said, you know what? Just for nostalgic sake, I got to get it. I got to play Mama D.
The moment I
decided
to leave the job, I was like, he's so childish for this. Like, no. No, Lil Mama D stay on Love and Hip Hop and nowhere else.
And in that order. But yes, glad to have you as a special guest co-host. And, you know, man, it's kind of crazy how this even went about. I remember you were like in my inbox, like Angela, because y'all know how like on Facebook does those whole memory posts. And Angela was like, hit me up. She was sharing one of those memories. And Angela, what did you tell me when you were sharing every time you would come across those memories?
Oh, like, I saw one and I was like, oh, I kind of miss being on the radio. So I guess that's maybe why Sadie asked me to come back. And then sometimes I'm kind of like, I kind of don't miss being on the radio. It's kind of nerve-wracking at the beginning when you first start because you just kind of don't know what you're going to say. But then it just kind of flows. So I was really nervous about being back on the radio, but I really do truly miss the radio because sometimes I feel like there's a lot that's on my chest that I need to get out to the people because y'all not living right out here. Y'all really lacking in life.
Oh, no.
Not y'all, Mississippi.
Oh,
I'm
no.
just saying people in general.
I wasn't thinking you were talking about me. I just say, oh, no, because anybody that's addressed to this feeling bad for them. So, yeah,
no,
you are also
I mean, out of the kindness of my heart. Out of the kindness of my heart, you know. But, yeah.
just petty. Just petty. But, yeah, so. But, yeah, so I wanted to, of course, why I'm having you on because, talking and also letting you talk about the stuff you've done, and you kind of allude to like doing Glitz and Glamour because for people who don't know, she did a show here on Tuesday nights. She was a host, she was the main host, and I was producer, but sometimes I'd be producer / co-host, and it was an interesting journey, man. Like, what would you say as far as like during that time, like? What was some stuff that I know you kind of alluded to already about sometimes you miss doing it, sometimes you don't. Like, what is what did you miss? What did you miss most? I know like one thing we had about our brief discussion, we said some stuff, but like, what did you miss most about it?
What do I miss most? Really, I just miss the opportunity just to kind of get on the air and just talk to people and like having a one-on-one conversations with whoever's on the call, and if you want to call in and talk or just express some things that I feel like need to be addressed, whether it's something serious or whether it's just some random foolishness that's on my mind or something petty that's on my mind because it's often on my mind. The hardest part sometimes is like coming up with the topic. It kind of gets a little stressful or, having a co-host because it really feels just awkward when you're just on the air talking to yourself because then people think you got mental problems. But you really don't.
Yes.
Have some things that you want to say, And that's really how that goes for the most part. But just being able to, talk to different, guests on the show, that was really cool as well. Just finding out what different people are doing, especially, as entrepreneurs, talking to different people in different areas, whether it's, artists, boutique owners, makeup artists, all of it. It was just really cool to kind of find out, their journey, how they deal from their beginning and where they are now and where they're trying to go. So it's just all the whole process. Everybody just looks at them and looks like, oh, they just this awesome person overnight, when really it's not. And then it's like you see those people who do seem like they're awesome people overnight. And a lot of it is fake. So it's a whole lot of it is fake, and it's like a fake it until you make it type of thing. And unfortunately, I'm being unable to fake it till I make it. I really tried it for like a week. I can't do it, y'all. It's just not for me. Those who can do it, they look very successful. Some of them really are successful, and I'm not hating on them at all. But let me say this. We live in a trendy-ass world. We live in a very trendy world. We live in a very what's hot, who's who, me too type of world. And that's just all I see right now.
I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I get tired of these people that's out here. It's just trying too hard to do whatever, and they just not really good people. Like, no one has to be perfect, but you can tell the difference between a person who's by definition of good people is different. It's not it's just say hallelujah today. That don't make me say. It's about how you treat people, You can go talk to God all day long and go dance and shout and take your wig off in church. But once you leave on church doors, how are you treating people? Are you being a and it could be anywhere. Because sometimes, I mean, as weird as it sounds to people, you can be a beacon of light to people, even as much as in strip clubs. It sounds crazy to people, but some of your minds don't know how to think outside the box. But it really is true, because when you bring that positive energy to anywhere, it really helps a lot of people, no matter where you're at. So, yeah, I would say that, like, definitely. To quit trying to be, fake and whatnot. And, oh, so, before I go to Glitz and Glamour, and then before I pass to my lovely co-host over here, I wanted to kind of put, you know, I was going to throw you under the bus while I was throwing her under the bus. So she was talking about earlier about how she was salivating about Dre from Empire. And she goes, ooh, you touched my hand. She's not from Empire. Oh, Power. God. Oh, my God. Power. Oh, I forgot. We get very you know what? I want people, for the record, I like both shows. Y'all, I refuse that y'all make me choose between the two. All right, anyways, back to the point.
I don't watch Empire no more.
Empire and Power, man, like, it's like they took up so much steam right off the bat. It's like, it's so hard to kind of go through some of the stories. Like TV, the way people's attention span works now, I'm surprised shows last so long sometimes. But no, so Nate was talking about how she was over there. Oh my God, he touched my hand. Well, Nate, let me take you back down memory lane about this one right here, because you want to talk about thirst. Let's talk about thirst. So every week on the show, right, Angela will always have a segment where she talk about what happened on Hit the Floor. And that was back when it was on VH1 before it moved to BET. She would salivate every week. They would break down, but it was one particular character on the show that she was just so in love with. Now, before I tell it, who do you think it was, Nate? Have you seen Hit the Floor? Are you familiar with Hit the Floor?
No, I'm not familiar with that show.
Okay, it used to come on VH1, and then it moved to BET, like, recently. And basically, it was a show where it followed the lives of these dancers for, what was the name of this basketball team, Angela? Do you remember?
The Devils.
Yeah, I think it was the Los Angeles Devils or something like that. Yeah, or San Diego.
Yeah, I think so.
And they were having, they were having to wear that, like, it was following the stories behind the dancers as well as the basketball team. And they were like a professional team, whatever. But yeah, it was always all this drama and stuff every week. And this one here, there was this one character, Derek Roman, played by someone named McKinley Freeman. Well, this one here, she, ooh, I love me some Derek. Oh my God, you understand? If you come to this show, she like, oh, if I ever got time, she had to talk to him. Oh, you understand? So, either one day, I think it was her birthday coming up or something, and she didn't realize how much juice I got, because the boy got some juice when he wanted to have some juice. So I ended up hitting up one of my contacts over at VH1 and ended up hitting up the main PR person. I ended up getting them to reach out to to McKinley Freeman's team. They got back to me within 48 hours, I said, oh, Angela, guess who's coming on the show next week? Angela goes, wait, what? She cannot believe that he was coming to the show. So, this girl, let me tell you what she did. Oh no, I'll let you answer. So, what did you do when McKinley Freeman came on the show? Because I want to make sure you were aware of what you did.
Y'all. I was mad chill.
Come on.
He's overdoing it right now. Like, I was so...
I'm not overdoing it. Define you were mad chill. Because the way you say that is... It really blocks what happened. Define mad chill.
Was like the episode... So the episode right before he came on the show was just like real... It had one of those real intimate scenes in it. And he was looking really nice because he was working out and stuff. And... They had like this really cute little scene on the clip, and he told, "What's my name? What's the girl's name? Asha. He told Asha that he loved her. But the way he said it touched my whole entire soul. So I just needed to make sure that he told me he loved me the same way when he was on the show. That was it. So I was like, "Tell me you love me
you're hiding some of the stuff. you're hiding some of the most important stuff in my opinion. Nay, we were interviewing him, right? Me and her other co-hosts were interviewing him. She didn't say a word. Oh, my God, babe. She was so starstruck. She didn't say a word. She was just so like, oh, my God.
Let me
write
some power.
Really
talking his motherfucking ear off. He come on here.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, she was, oh, my God, Nate, she really was, it was funny how she was. She was really like, oh, my God. She would not say nothing. And she said, and so the thing she did say was, I want you to reenact the scene with me that you did on it. And he was, but you say my name and you say, like you said to me, he was like, Angela. I love you, Angela, that could have been Angela's last episode, and she would have been just fine because she was she lost it. It was like, wow, bro, like what's going on?
The love was real. I felt the passion in it, the way he said it. Okay, and then a few weeks later, I had went to LA too. But I wasn't stalking or nothing. I promise.
Yeah, although on the show you said you're going to be looking for him. You did say that. Nice try. So, yes, I my memory bank remembers a lot.
Mine doesn't. Mine does not.
Yeah, so,
But he got married, then.
Yes. Oh, well. Just you be all right.
But look, let me be totally honest. I was following him on social media, and I really did like him just because he was fine. He was like, I probably didn't like him in real life. And I seriously had to unfollow him because he had on a white tee, and it was like a short one, like a short white tee. You know, like when you get your Packs of Hanes t-shirt, and they be like too short. Like it was wide, but it was short. And it just looked awkward. And he had it on with some pants, and they was kind of wide-legged a little. It wasn't for me. And that was the end of my crush, y'all. That's something. That's just ugly. But the love died instantly.
Segue for later. Yes. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. Well, so, yeah, and then, so Closet Karma. Tell us about Closet Karma, how that's been going.
Closet Karma is doing well. So a lot of people have been messaging me, and I'm not saying it's like a YouTuber. A lot of people have been asking me about, a lot of people have been asking me about adding plus size, which I'm really considering now. Previously, I didn't have plus size just because it's so hard to find quality pieces manufactured here in the States, also in China. So, when I went to Magic in February, I found a lot of stuff. However, I only shopped for the fall season. I didn't shop for the summer. So coming this fall, we will be having a plus size line to be added. And you guys are actually the first to know, now that I realize I just said that out loud to you. Other than that, Closet Karma is really doing well. We're still doing just women's fashion, clothes, shoes, and accessories. And we are still only online. However, we're thinking about doing a couple of pop-up shops in a couple of different places in Texas to start out. But those vapors to come.
You know what?
If you're not subscribed to our email list, you probably should.
I thought about this sometimes, like where I thought about it because of the way how people just are now, like how, like do you like man, do you want to have a storefront or do you want to have a pop up shop? And it seems like the pop up shops,
yeah,
it creates urgency. It's like, oh my god, mm-hmm, I gotta go there now because it might not be back for a while. Like I like that sense of urgency
of
creates in the industry. Yeah.
It's the whole, I just don't like to have to be nowhere. Like, I don't want nobody to expect me to be nowhere. I just don't want y'all to expect it out of me every day out the week. Just don't. Because I don't feel the same every day out the week. So I'm not going to promise you I'm going to want to get up and come to this store and feel you clothes every day of the week. And that's one of the reasons,
mm-hmm,
why I don't have a storefront along with the overhead that comes with on the storefront. And I'm legit afraid of being robbed, guys. Yeah, I don't want to be robbed, basically. There's no filter, no extra reasoning behind it. I don't want to be robbed, okay? What did the world turn into? Who knows?
Goodness. But, yeah, man, I'm glad to see you. You've been doing it for a while. And, you know, I love seeing that. I'm like, man, I check it. I'm like, yes, I love it. You're still doing it. Like, I'm not like one of those people that check because I'm like, oh, I can't wait for her not to be doing it anymore. Like that. Because those people, our haters, they check our stuff too. They just don't check it for the same reason. They like to check our stuff,
true,
and hope that we have a downfall. But no, I love seeing that you're still doing it. I'm like, man, every time I'm like, dang, that's what I can see, man. I can see you keep going at it. If you let me know sometimes that me doing some of my business so long, that I don't look crazy, so I'm like, thank God. So, yes, man, congratulations to you. But I'm going to throw it over to my co-host, my main co-host, before we go into our segment of the day. Nate, did you have anything you wanted to add before we go into our lovely segment?
So what made you get into doing your own boutique? What inspired you?
Well, I've always been into fashion. I used to model. Notice that I said used to because I'm not modeling no more. I only do, like, styling and coaching, which is a disappointment for everybody but me, from what I seem to understand.
You
but,
suck!
being in love with fashion is really what made me start my own boutique. And my sense of fashion, just wanting to do my own thing. Like, as I said before, the world is a very trendy place, and it's just kind of like, I noticed that I would keep things and be on them way before other people would. And then it's like a year later, everybody else is on it, or like a celebrity got it on it. All of a sudden, it's this awesome and amazing thing. And I'm like, y'all, I just tried to share that with y'all a couple years ago, you know, or other. And I was just like, so now I was like, well, let me get my own thing going. And that's kind of just how it started. And then, like, just doing styling with different people, it was easier for me to carry my own stuff that I would use on people. And I do a lot of personal styling, not with, like, celebrities or anybody like that, even, like, closet revamps, or even just using the things that are in a client or potential client's closet to help them maximize their wardrobe. So just doing things like that, I was just turned my passion into, like, a business, to be honest.
Okay, that's cool.
By the way, Nate, she's on my wall, so that should let you know when she says she's a model, that's how hardcore she's a model. She's on my wall.
Cool.
Katie,
let that poster go. Let it go.
I can't. I'm not, man. Nate, Angela, you know you fucking fine. Goodness, one thing I can tell God is I have some fine, throughout the history of this show, I've had some fine-ass co-hosts. But I digress.
Lord.
Mm-hmm. Nate.
I think that was my only question. So why you don't want that one no more? Why you stop doing that?
Thank you, Nate. I love Nate. See, Nate, this is my house. Why would they do this so long? She was afraid. She asked me December. I don't say.
She doesn't want me to ask a hard question. What happened was, you see, the reason why
you got that sweet voice, man.
Like, I knew she stopped modeling because I had gained some weight and I just wasn't feeling it. It wasn't falling where I wanted to fall. So I kind of just gave modeling up for a little while. And then, like, every once and again, I'll still step back into it and then I'll do it. But then I realized that I am happy in front of the camera, but I'm also, like, happy behind the camera. It's so weird because I really hate the girly side of things. Like, I'm really girly, but I still kind of hate it all. Like, I hate the process of getting my makeup done for an hour and going to the nail shop and getting my hair done for an hour just to shoot for, like, 30 minutes. And you'd be, like, so drained after, like, a 30-minute shoot because it's a five-hour prep process. But other than that, I really don't have a true reason of why I stopped. And I'm not saying that I'll never do it again. It just has to be the right opportunity in order for me to do it. And with that also being said, it's a serious investment that you have to put in yourself. Like, you know, getting your hair done, your makeup done, you know, having all these things prepared for the shoot if the person that you're shooting for doesn't provide it. So, a lot of people don't want to pay for quality work. I'll say that as well. And I don't need the pictures to hang around. I don't shoot just for Instagram posts. No, if I have a shoot, it's for a purpose. It's for a magazine. It's for a calendar. It's for a poster. It's for something that's going to build me up. I don't, not for, you know, anything other than my portfolio, but I need, you know, like my basic headshots and stuff like that. I'm not going to do it unless you can. I'm just, to be honest, not trying to be big-headed or nothing, but, yeah.
I'm actually on that because I definitely understand you on it because I'm a model. And people be thinking just because you're cool with them, that means you're going to shoot with them. Hell no. If you ain't got no quality work, they ain't about to shoot with us.
Yeah,
for that reason, that's why I was excited to shoot with Nate.
I just can't shoot with
you. Dude, I knew that you weren't just handing me the opportunity. I knew that if you wanted to shoot me, it was because you thought I had good work. That's why I love shooting with you.
Right.
I knew it wasn't, oh, I know City, I'm look out for him. Nah, you did it because it was earned. That made me appreciate the opportunity so much more.
Yeah, so some people, they just expect to the shoot with them. And, you know, it really don't work like that. Like, if you want to get like it works, because at the end of the day, it's a brand that I have to protect. I got to protect my brand. Especially now, as a simple fact, I got celebrities looking at my screen now. I definitely can't just be out here looking any kind of way. That's big. That's big.
You getting thicker and thicker?
You know, that ass getting fatter. Period,
babe. Oh, Lord.
No.
I where is that coming from, mate? Goodness.
I can't do it. It's a no for me. But some people don't know how to tell people no because they're scared to hurt their feelings. I ain't scared to hurt nobody's feelings. Shit. I don't want to work with you, then I don't want to work with you.
That's that part. That's what's up. So we're gonna go ahead and instead of getting into some song break, domino effect on this show. We're gonna go into our segments that people love. And this is the first show we got all mixed into one because we do the show only Wednesdays now. Man, all that energy rolling to one show makes my life so much easier. So anyways, we got the six. So as y'all know, the six every week is something that we do. It's a weekly list of six items based on a particular topic. Well, this week, Nate, guess what I did? I let Angela pick the topic for us this week. So, yes, that could have became very dangerous because y'all know us. I mean, I don't even know what the hell people are going to say ahead of time. I just go on the fly. So, that being said, Angela, what is the topic for this week?
This week's topic is the six worst fashion trends.
Period or just this summer?
I mean, I think it's been a lot of awful ones this summer alone, but you know.
Yes, alone.
Whatever
alone.
It's easy for you to come up with, you know.
All right, which one of y'all wants to be petty and go first?
I gotta
do the number. Number one. Okay, there you go.
We used to wear these motherfucking shoes like in elementary school. They're motherfucking jelly shoes. Like, what the fuck? Y'all ass is too old to be wearing motherfucking jelly shoes. That shit is ugly.
It is, like, if y'all have powers
and legs, don't wait. I thought y'all was grown. Well, I guess y'all are preschool now. Shit.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Them shoes ugly to me. I would not wear them as no fucking ass. Especially if you, okay, I can see if you like a size 5 or a size 6 or something like that.
Just petty. I see this is gonna get very petty from start to finish. Angela, numero uno or number two?
One thing that I really have a problem with this summer is them big feelers. Like, them big white ones. Well, actually, all the feelers, but some big white feelers are my least favorite. Like, I don't know who said it was okay to put those back on. They actually kind of scare me a little bit because they so thick, like platform-like. I don't like it. I don't like one thing about it. It don't look good with pants. It don't look good with shorts. It don't look good with skirts. It don't look good on the shelf. Leave it. Please.
Like green eggs and ham. Yeah, I don't want green eggs here. Green eggs and ham here. I don't want it there. I don't want them, Sam. I am.
You might as well. You know, sometimes you can see somebody wear something, you can be like, oh, you know what? She likes it. I have not seen one single soul in a pair of them feelers. Just like, okay, I can. No, I can't. It don't look good on little legs, big legs, skinny legs, thick legs. It's bad, guys. Leave them, please. Stop being trendy.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, numero tres, number three. I'm about to say my number three are things I'm getting tired of this summer. I really think I'm walking hard on this, and I'm going to upset some people. And I'm going for the guys. I'm coming for y'all. Get over it. This is a fact. This fashion trend has been getting old for a while. But good Lord, guys. Can you please start wearing Tiny Tim tees and y'all be having y'all fucking pins to the goddamn ground and y'all be having your, you might as well take them all the way out because we can see your entire boxers. Then, don't let it just be that you got your fucking boxers out. Motherfuckers got holes and shit in them. I want to see that shit, bro. Like, first of all, I don't want to see your goddamn drawers. And then the fact I gotta see them, you got your fucking the drawers on that's holy, holier than thou got the nerve to walk around and shit. And especially me being a security guard at a strip club, I be hating that shit. Because when y'all motherfuckers, because I forgot to tell y'all motherfuckers, pull them fucking pants up and something, you come up to the, because that's one of the rules. We don't do excessive sagging. And then I got to watch y'all do that. I got to pat y'all fucking ass down. Hell fucking no. Y'all want to touch your shitty ass? Literally, I don't want to touch your shitty ass.
Wait.
Hurt my spirit.
What I got?
Goodness.
This is how people show up looking like a club.
I'm telling, man, sucker. I mean, some of these dudes, because they be, because the spot I work at, they be having to find out real quick that it ain't your, because in some spots, more power to them. But some spots in the city that are a little more lax in the dress code, we're not as much. And so we're we it's not even a difficult task. Just have your goddamn pants up and look like something. Good Lord, get the girl. I know y'all, because the girls was giving y'all some eye candy, but can y'all look a little decent? All right, no, goes back to you, Nate. Number four.
I'm gonna have to go with, like, if you a plus size girl, okay, cool. But don't be wearing some shit that's too small for you and your ass is looking a hot ass mess and look like a Oompa Loompa and shit. Don't do that. Cause now, that's not cute. Your friends when you wear that too small shit. Your friends need to be smacked for when you wear a house like this. Everything is not for big girls. Like, my mama is a quick-ass girl, and she know that shit. Because I tell my mama, quick-ass in a hurry, See, you need to change clothes. See, no. You don't need to wear that. That ain't for you. But some people just scared to tell their friends the truth. Like, tell her ass she don't need to be wearing that shit.
Great. I love it.
Wear clothes, bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I like that. That covers. That's so cheap. You can get so many on that prayer on that one. That was a good one. All right, numero cinco, number five, Angela.
Number five for me is going to have to be those Cornish chap-like shorts. You know, the ones that's cut out like chaps, but they like tight almost. That is
like biker shorts or whatever.
Yeah, but it's got a cutout in it, though, in the front, like chaps. Like, you know, like
chaps. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, those are just bad.
I got
those
the horse
of
land
to
buy it.
Yeah. Speaking of, I seen a pair. This girl had some on at the pool party. It was like the pool kind. And I saw where she was going with it, but then she had on a pair of blue jeans with them, like denim jeans with them. Like, ma'am. One, it just didn't make sense. The pants don't make sense, so your outfit not going to make sense. There's no way of dressing them to make it make sense. Let Megan Thee Stallion have that, because that's what she did. And the rest of y'all let it be.
let niggas start your habit. Oh, man. Come on, man.
Because she's the only person who looks good in, like, them little cap boots and, you know, like, any of that stuff. Let that go, y'all. It's everything ain't for you. Stop being so damn trendy.
Everybody can't go down Old Town Road.
They cannot. Everybody can't go down Old Town Road. Just like everybody can't do their knees like Megan. If we can accept that we can't do our knees like
that
Megan,
move. What's that move?
All the knees bending moves. My knees are aged, and they can't do all that. It's not my pop locking drop.
What they more like giving a little time to drop it low and simmer. Let it simmer a little bit. Hey, ain't dropping like it's hot. I'm dropping and let it simmer.
Right.
So, yes. I'm gonna put something quicker than the week. This thing going on right now is gonna make me say something quicker than the week. I love this. I get some stuff while I'm on the show that gives me my answer. Okay, so number six. As far as things that drive me nuts, fashion wise, is I'm about to say I really, really hate. I'm going to just be very nice with guys. Everybody, walk, just because you got it around your fucking chest does not take away from the fact, bruh, it's still a goddamn fanny pack. You might as well put it around your goddamn waist. Just because you wrap it around your damn chest like you fucking G.I. Joe does not mean it's not still a fanny pack. What the fuck? Y'all be having everything in that fucking bitch. What happened to this? Y'all be having, this is my men's survival kit. Why y'all just can't call shit what it is? Y'all always want to say something weird. Like, for instance, when it was male rompers, y'all want to change. No, it's something else. No, motherfucker, you can put lipstick on a pig by the end of the goddamn day. It's still, that's all, folks. It's still the same goddamn thing. So I want you to see, because you wrap a goddamn fanny pack around your chest, does not take away from the fact it's still a fanny pack. You're still doing the same thing, damn thing. It low key is like a fanny purse. That's why I want to call them a fanny purse, because you got it wrapped around you, and you walk around, and now you got a fanny on your chest. And you're like, let me hold on. I got this thing just for you. I got my gum. Let me get my gum out real quick. You reach into your fanny purse. Like, come on, bro. Kill that noise.
I gotta agree with you. I gotta agree with the fanny purse.
Just put it around your face, put it around the front, because at least you're keeping it real. Put it around your chest means, yeah, like, it ain't really a fanny. It's like you're trying to front. No, just, it is what it is. Put it around your fucking, around your damn bottom, and bam.
It's gonna look really awesome.
And I hate people, a bonus
awesome
on that one. Oh, which bonus on that one? If you got that little fupas and fanny packs don't go well together, because you already got a built-in fanny pack, so it don't look right. You got fupa and you got a fanny pack over fupa.
That's what some fat bitches need to find.
They're
putting
their
damn fanny pack
over. Like Disney puts a goodness, man. I ain't hating that shit. They ain't putting them goddamn fanny packs still right there. And it's like, you already got a fanny pack.
Like this, you was not no damn kangaroo, sis.
Good Lord.
That's exactly what they be looking like, a damn kangaroo.
Goodness. They got Scooby snacks in them. All right, I'm done with that. All right, so that was the six. Thank you for that topic, Angela. We gonna move to our next segment, which is seduction 101. Nate, what you got for seduction 101?
Okay, this topic is a serious topic tonight.
Oh.
And I'm gonna say it's my cousin. Her name is Sydney Nicole. She's been missing since July 27th. It's going on 2 weeks. She got kids. She got family that miss her. Her mother is very worried about her. Her child's father is very worried. She was last seen at Tenley Park, Illinois at a Bring Back Yo concert. So if anybody has seen Sydney, please call FBI. The FBI is involved. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for anybody who has information leading up to Sydney coming home safe. She's 27 years old. She's 5'1 and about 135 pounds. So if anybody's seen Sydney or know anything about the person that kidnapped her, just notify somebody like immediately. It's ASAP. Nobody has heard or talked to her since July 27th. That was last Saturday. Like, it's about to be 2 weeks on Saturday that she's been missing. Nobody's talked to her. Her phone going straight to voicemail. I'm pretty sure they tried to track her phone, see where her last location was at and all of that, but nobody's able to find her or the person that kidnapped her. And it was last seen together at the Moneybagg Yo concert. So we are really, really trying to bring her home. We're really trying to bring her home, her kids. She got kids, you know, school is starting soon, and she can't even send her kids off to school. Like, it's, you know, it's sad. It's ridiculous that these kids got to be without their mother because somebody kidnapped their mother.
That's, man, you know what's crazy about that? Like, something I can't wrap my head around. I mean, I guess it don't matter what, how much time goes by. Like, people still doing this shit? Like, well, what do people really get out of doing this of kidnapping people? Like, it's one of those age-old things that I just don't get. You can't, what is really the thrill on kidnapping somebody?
Well, the guy that kidnapped my cousin, she used to deal with him.
Oh, so people know who the person is.
We know who he is. We cannot find him. He deactivated his Facebook. We know that's who got her. We know for a fact that's who got her. But just like she vanished, he vanished. Can't nobody get in contact with him. Don't nobody know where he is. He's on the run with Sydney. Like, he got her. He got her somewhere. And we cannot... The house where he lived at, people are, the FBI already went to his house where he's not there. He's nowhere to be found.
You know what's, and here's another thing about that, man. This is why, you know, I'm very old school on this. I'll make sure, like, because doing security, like, do this whole thing of doing another job at night, at some of these nights, of doing security at a strip club, it's interesting because, you know, someone just actually got killed most recently. He got shot and killed outside of BT's or whatever, another strip club in the city. And it's just some guy with some random rage decided to just run up and point blank, shoot this person. And it's just kind of annoying. Like, that's why, like, I always make it a habit, and I don't care how, I got it. I want to hear that shit. This is why I pretty much walk every last dancer to day card. I don't fucking keep it moving until your ass has start that shit up and you done drove out the parking lot, because I don't trust these motherfuckers out here for shit. I don't trust that they ain't going to try to shoot you. I don't trust that the money motherfuckers going to try to stalk the fuck out of you or try to snatch you up. I don't trust none of them. So, yeah, this kind of shit right here be justifying why I be acting that way. I ain't trying to say that women are – I ain't trying to put women off as they helpless, but it's not – but the thing is, motherfuckers really – sometimes people got to one up on you, and it fucking sucks. So, yeah, I mean, I'm always, that's why I get to that whole point of, I've been trying to look out for these women running around here. I've been trying to make sure, hey, got your car. Hell, sometimes I got the reason why I be there late is because I will wait till the last dancer is gone before I leave. When you gone, cool. When the waitresses, all the female waitresses are gone, cool. Female bartenders, cool. Any fucking female that's there, hell, even the guys I'm not protected about, I make sure they leave safely. I don't feel good until everybody left that mother safely. I ain't saying that I'm RoboCop, but I'm going to be able to stop every goddamn thing. But, hell, I'm going to stop what I can stop.
We just want to bring her home safely. Because her kids, she got kids that she need her. We just don't have, like, we know where he, like, we know who he went, like, who he went. We know his name. We know his first and last name. We We didn't check the airport, like the flight, for her name and his name. But he's a scammer as well. So he has like different cards and different identities that he can use. So he's really smart. He's smart. And by him being as smart as he is, it's scary because this man has kidnapped women before and the police let him off. So
damn.
He has a record of domestic violence and, you know, he has it on his record. And those charges were dropped because he pleaded guilty. So, it's, you know, they gave him, it was a slap on the wrist. They gave him a slap on the wrist. Now he's doing the same dumbass shit again because the police gave him a slap on the wrist. And this time it's my cousin that is affected. And it's been numerous women saying how he's very violent and how he tried to drug them before and how he tried to rape them before. So we just want to make sure she's safe when she get home. This is just not like her to just not contact nobody.
Shit's fucked up, bro. Well, I'll let you know that, heck, I just heard it on my page, and, heck, I mean, just because I might not be in the area, but, hell, so you never know, somebody that's in the area might be on my page that could see that can find him. And, you know, I definitely, you know, lift my prayers up to your family and just, you know, to the people that the powers that need to help bring her home. So, and also put, you know, lift my prayers up on to the person involved that they have a change of heart and really don't, you know, they don't continue through with this path. And
why
that's all I that's all
go.
I can
where,
do.
Where was she? Yeah, just let her go. She'll find her way. Just let her go.
That's simple.
Like, that is somebody's child. That is somebody's mother. Come on now.
Is you have something you want to add,
man? You know, I just hate the whole idea of everything, but I hope that she does get home safely.
This is why women need to carry a gun, like, protect yourself. Like, you know, these men is sick. Some men are really sick in the head.
But it's crazy because what did you say at the beginning of the show, Angela? You talk about your boutique. Like, it sounded like it was crazy. What did you say? Why you all don't want to do a storefront?
Oh, like somebody robbing me, and this is what is robbing and kidnapping. Because people just, there's a lot of mental illness going on in the world. Okay, and kidnapping people for the fun of it because they don't want to be with you for whatever reason is a mental illness. Like, you need to get you some help. You can't force somebody to care about you, to like you, love you, be interested in you. None of that. Like, you just need to let people be where they are. Like, you can't get that a satisfaction from someone who is not interested in you. You gotta love yourself.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure they probably got into it or something, and he decided to kidnap her. But just because you say no, like, she don't want to deal with you or whatever the case may be, like, y'all get an argument, relationship, go through stuff important. That don't mean you got to kidnap her.
Ridiculous. Well, again, like, my prayers are with the family and just with the whole situation that it just has a positive, what's to come next has a positive outcome. That's all I can wish for.
So there's a missing Chicago woman that was pregnant. She was 3 months pregnant when she went missing, and she still not found yet. She still hasn't been found. And she's past her due date now, and she's still missing. Still.
Craziness. Well, that being said, people, should we get that? That means we got one more. We got one more segment, which is the Crickets of the Week. And my Crickets of the Week, man, it's got to go to something that really drives me nuts, and I'm pretty sure it drives you both nuts. It is a pet peeve of mine. I cannot stand, especially when I'm dealing with people for the first time, because you will get eradicated from my system of me dealing with you. This goes for anybody that's dealing with me business-wise, personally, or whatever. Wherever you fit. There is, especially if you just talk to me, if it ain't important, you do not need to blow my phone up all goddamn day. That shit pisses me off, bro. That shit pisses me off. Literally, on my favorite one, when y'all called, I'm doing a show. Oh, my God. Like, I don't get people to do that. Like, I'm joking a little. I'm having a little fun just a little bit. But at the same time, I am annoyed by it because nothing. Nate's dealt with it. I know you used to do it from when you were doing the show, Angela. Nothing annoys you more than when somebody keeps hitting you up and they're like, "I'm trying to reach you. What you doing, motherfucker?" Everybody on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram know what I'm doing right now. You're on there. You just made a post in these same places. You don't know I'm doing a show. Get the hell out of here. Motherfuckers, so sometimes in these cases, like, I'd be, like, conveniently have the music break, go to the music break, and I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" "Oh, nothing." I'm like, what you doing? "I'm doing a radio show." "Oh, well, no, don't mean continuing the conversation. That means, hey, I'm doing a radio show. Have some fucking decency to go, "Oh, okay, well, I'll reach you. If you have a chance, you're free, let me know." By saying that, that doesn't mean that I agree that I am, can also does not mean that I'm confirming that as soon as I'm literally done the show, I'm hitting you the fuck back up. No, that don't, because I probably got other shit. And I probably, after being on the fucking radio show and sometimes doing other stuff, and then I had another busy day, and I probably got other stuff to do, I don't want to stay stuck on the phone like I'm a goddamn hostage. Get the hell out of here, bruh. Good Lord, I hate people do that. When y'all sit there and y'all do that shit, y'all will be blowing and you get mad because we... Yeah, what else? It's like fucking peeking in the goddamn brain. Goodness. What are you doing tonight, Sandy?
The
same thing I do every Wednesday night. So I'm trying to do my goddamn show. Damn, where my goddamn cricket? Oh, my God. Angela, did you not used to have that happen to you? You doing a show and somebody want to blow you up while you doing the show?
Yeah, it did happen often. It's mad annoying.
Man, that
yeah,
should be
yeah.
Having
you
go
just to ask you
jump from
do.
10 to
like,
1,000.
Yeah, then they keep calling. And then they send me a text message and say, "I called you." Obviously, I ignored you, so that's...
Or they think you're ignoring them being an asshole. No, I'm doing a fucking show.
I mean, they just like talking about it between 8 and 5 and saying, "What you doing?"
Yeah. What you do? If he do, and then I don't just happen on a radio show, motherfuckers do that shit on fucking Instagram and Twitter and shit. They would hit you up and say, you would have just told them on live literally what you're doing. "I'm over here. Oh, I'm over here. I'm editing a magazine and all that." They get off live DM you. Oh, what you doing? I just told you I was doing. Your attention span was that goddamn low. How we come from there and you came to this point and said, you said, oh, the show, oh, you were doing it. Yeah, you did say that. Yeah, I did say that. Your attention span did not die 2 seconds later after you hit the end chat button. Good Lord, people, you just can't be that darn slow. Yeah, I'm just Lord, be my peace. Be my peace. Oh, my God. All over people. But anyways, yeah, that's my last point. So, yes, I cannot stress enough. I'm telling you, and that person's going to get, I'm going to really rip them a new asshole when I call them because it's annoying. I cannot stand it. Especially if you're just starting to deal with me, we're cool, man. We are cool, but nah, If you're funny, you already get to have me to chew you out. I already chewed them out earlier. Then I was like, yes. I literally had to add to, what is it? Oh, blah, blah. I just want to tell you that I'm about to give me something to eat and just seeing how everything is. You can send that in. That's why they invented text messages, baby. That's why they invented text messages, my guy. And send me a goddamn text message to say, I just want to see how you're doing. I'm about to give me something to eat, though. Cool. Keep it at that. We don't need a call to tell me that. So, that being said, that's the last thing for the day. Cricket sound, go, crickets, please go. I'm tired of people like that. I really am. It really irks me. It's like so disrespectful. So, yes, that being said, we're going to be at our part of the show where we call it the What's Going On, where we tell you what we got coming up. We'll go to our guest calls for today. Angela, what do you have coming up over the next month that we need to be on the lookout for?
Over the next month, what do I have coming up? Some new items will be added to Closet Karma, of course, and that is KLOSETKHARMA.com, and you can sign up for our email updates and newsletters so you can be the first to know. And we also have a summer sale coming up that will be before the new arrival. So if you don't want to miss out, sign up for our updates. You can also follow us on Instagram, the same Closet Karma, and that's with a K, and there's an H in Karma. Other than that, it's the same old, same old.
Okay, Nate.
Just stay tuned. Some photo shoot coming up, and y'all know I don't really tell y'all what I got going on. Y'all just gotta see.
I know. Does it to us every week, Angela?
Stay tuned.
and then some heat drop, and I'm like, really? We ain't telling nobody that, really? Okay.
No, moving silence.
No, I'm with you. Me, I know, issue 58. Yes, people, I said 50, flip it, 8. Issue 58 is about to drop this Friday. I'm excited. And can't wait till you guys to see it. A lot of variation in this issue. So you'll definitely love it. It's one of those issues that I'm really excited about because we have so much. Heck, we got a fashion designer. We actually did an article with him, and he had some very dope clothing in there, and that he was rocking of his own. He made that was hot, man. It was, that also goes to the point people say, "Oh, y'all don't have dives in a magazine." Okay, whatever. Say what you want. And then another thing I cannot wait for is, yeah, man, got some other magic happening this weekend. Y'all about to stay tuned. And then, of course, end of the month, I have the Human Canvas Magazine 6th anniversary party. And I'll be doing Labor Day weekend, which is also will be celebrating my birthday, too. My birthday is on September 3rd, so all that greatness happened all at one time. Feel free to come, anybody. More details to come on that. Other than that, I will just let you guys stay, you know, in the dark as far as what's coming up. And so I'm ready for you to know. So, yeah. That being said, oh, y'all can make sure y'all can make sure y'all follow the show. It's at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And when you go there, you will know that you're there because you will see this brilliant, brilliantly designed page that has me and these loving faces on it. Because you'll see the new logo, the new shiny logo. We released the cartoons like early this year, but now y'all kind of like feel I'm all in your face now with me and Nate and on top of the new logo. It was really dope. And yeah, man, just be able to check out the page. You go there, you can see our host bios, which I've updated recently because like, it includes also talking about Nate's foundation, the Richland Foundation. And you can follow us on TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. So, yeah, follow us and just continue to show us love, man, and continue to grow with us. Yes, again, we'll be here every Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we got Fat. We'll be actually, that'll be not a guest co-host. That'll be more so a guest. We'll be doing an interview with Eris of Royal Vandy Customs. We'll be out chopping up with her next week, so stay tuned for that. It'll be the same channel, same time, so definitely come check us out live. And if you miss them, you can always listen back to them. So, again, yeah, thank you, Angela, for checking in with us. We appreciate you. I was glad to open the doors, allow you to get it out your system.
Thank you for having me, Sadie. It's been great.
You're welcome. You know, you come through occasionally just so you know you don't get overwhelmed by it, but it's just enough to keep you going to go, oh, okay, I still get my fix, but I don't have to be there so much. So, yeah, feel free, hit us up. You know, come invade us another time.
Will do.
And then. Yeah, so make sure y'all keep all of us. That being said, we about to roll on out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a...
A nay or you. There
or
is.
A okay. A. Is away. I had to add the A on there, too. Y'all see I did that. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life with the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl.
Nay Production.
And Nay, what's the, since it is Hump Day, what is the Hump Day public service announcement we give everybody?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly, because I'm going to do it responsibly tonight, y'all.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. She's wild. All right, y'all. That note, we are out. Peace. Nate's finna go do it responsibly.
Feels so good.
And hopefully we're home in. All right, we out.